There is a subtle but important distinction between the words when and if. For instance, if your flight attendant stands in the aisle and says, when the cabin loses pressure, oxygen masks will drop from an overhead compartment, you may want to consider deplaning. And if something is a when, not an if, an insurance company won't insure it. Or take the beloved hymn, I Am the Bread of Life. There's a verse in there that always captures my attention. The fourth verse reads, they who believe in me, even if they die, they shall live forever. Even if they die? I've got news for the Standing Commission on Liturgy and Music. Unless Jesus come back soon, that's a when, not an if. With the difference between when and if in mind, let's look again at this morning's passage from Isaiah. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Yeah, did you hear that? God says when, not if. These words from God would certainly be more comforting if they read, if you pass through the waters and if you walk through the fire, instead of when you pass through the waters and when you walk through the fire. But no, God definitely says when, not if. In other words, buckle up, buttercup. Water and fire will happen because life is water and fire. Now, perhaps not literal water and fire, although I'm sure there are many of you who are intimately acquainted with water damage, but there are times of water, of long-term stress and inundation, wondering whether you could possibly bear one more day, when it feels as though you could be swallowed up whole by the enormity of your problems. Perhaps this is long-term caregiving for another person that wrings you out and leaves you exhausted. Or the grind that comes with working and going to school full time. Or a chronic illness. Or debt, dark and deep. You are barely keeping your head above the water and the tide is rolling in. And there are times of fire, of all-consuming emotional conflagration. The searing grief of a sudden loss of a loved one. The red-hot anger of injustice. The rage of irreparable harm. The experience of explosive hate or passion for someone who does not belong to you. The flames of crisis howl around us, threatening to pull us into their destructive inferno, burning everything in its path. Life is water and fire. To say otherwise is dishonest. That's why God says, when you pass through the waters, and when you walk through the fire, not if. And if anyone knew about water and fire, it would be the Israelites. At this point in the biblical story, the Israelites have been formed into a people through water and fire, literal and metaphorical. Their ancestor Abraham walked through the burning sacrifices to create Abraham's covenant with God. God spoke to Moses out of a burning bush, and Moses led the people from slavery to freedom by walking through the Red Sea. God spoke to the people with thunder and smoke from the mountain, and God led God's people in the wilderness with a pillar of smoke by day and fire by night. The Israelites crossed the River Jordan into the Promised Land. And now, many centuries after that, God's people are in exile, having watched their beloved Jerusalem burn and being forced to cross many rivers to serve their captors in Babylon. We still have their lament. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. These people knew water and fire. But God has a word for God's beloved people. God promises to redeem these broken and burned people, to return them to their home. God will ransom whole nations to restore Zion. God will gather together the sons and daughters who have been spread east and west, north and south. God will bring this family together again from the very ends of the earth. God will call them by name because God created them for God's glory. And above all, over and over and over again, God tells God's people that they can be free from fear because God is with them, no matter how the rivers rise and the fires roar. As beloved children of God, these promises are for us too. Perhaps you are isolated in a personal exile, or watching the water rising around you, or feeling the heat of the blaze that threatens to consume you. Wherever you are, no matter what threatens you, God promises that you are God's own forever. And God calls us each by name. Every one of us is God's because God fearfully and wonderfully formed and made each and every one of us. Over and over again, God tells us not to fear, for God loves us. God is with us. God will redeem us. And the most beautifully absurd irony of it all is that the promises that God makes to us, promises of redemption from water and fire, are actually fulfilled through water and fire. These are baptismal promises. It is no accident that today we plunge these children into the water and greet them with the flame of the Paschal candle. Throughout history, God has always been redeeming the elemental forces of water and fire, whether saving humankind from a devastating flood or helping three young men walk through a furnace unscathed. God transforms the existential horror of water and flame into sources of light and life. God has been creating goodness out of chaos since the beginning of time, and God is not going to stop now. As beloved children of God, called each by name, we can trust that no matter how the waters of our lives threaten to overwhelm us, God will be with us. As beloved children of God, baptized into the family of God, we can trust that no matter how the flames lick at our heels, God will not let us be burned. To be human is to be surrounded by watery depths and fiery furnaces. And yet to be sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever means that we will never be abandoned by the God who created us and loves us. And so, friends, hear again the words of Isaiah. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. And thanks be to God, that's a when, not an if. Amen.